Deniers and disbelievers, if I get corona, I get corona. A climbing destination on the remote eastern side of the snow-capped Sierra Nevada, Bishop, California, was packed last weekend, as crowded as any holiday, despite growing calls for isolation in advance of a predicted wave of coronavirus cases. People were like, social distancing? I'm going to Bishop. Can't get any more distant than that, resident and climber Jeff Becker said. It turned out the coffee shops and the brewery were jammed. Outside of Bishop, a four-hour drive from Los Angeles and 6 hours from San Francisco, climbers scaled the nearby boulders and canyons, sharing fresh air and perhaps infectious disease. Climbers from around the country have descended upon Bishop as though a global pandemic were some sort of hall pass from responsibility and nobility, a climbing blog reported. Across the United States, from Florida beaches to California mountains, casinos to national parks, legions dismissed the growing demands this past week to isolate themselves and stop congregating as the coronavirus spread through the country and shut down nearly all facets of American life. They were the disbelievers. They were those eager to flout authority or those afflicted with cabin fever, if not COVID-19. They were the officials crowded on the podium of the White House briefing room, doing not as they say. They were all people who dismissed the calls for isolation, seeing more reward than risk in gathering. They conflated confidence with immunity, as in other times of national crisis. They exposed the relationship between individuals and society and our responsibility to others. If I get corona, I get corona, a reveler in Florida said in a widely shared television interview. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. Under pressure, both social and governmental, their numbers shrink by the day. Their impact on spreading the virus may never be known. The most dismissive were mostly young, freed from the structures of school and work, perhaps new to the concept of social responsibility. But plenty were older, trusting that the dwindling number of places still open to the public could be sanitized enough to keep sickness away. Some did not want to cancel long-set plans for things like weddings. Others just wanted to get to the outdoors, only to find they were far from alone. For others, gathering wasn't a choice. It was a requirement from an employer more afraid of missed revenues than of spreading viruses. While many grocery stores, gas stations, and takeout restaurants remained open, the definition of essential business was open to interpretation.